Our concerns about the move by the media council registered journalists basically threefold. The first is that while there is a law that gives the council the mandate to register journalists and give them practicing certificates, the names of the journalists to get the certificates are supposed to be given by an institution which pretty much no longer exists. So we are not sure that the directive by the council is actually legal as things stand. The second concern we have is that the timelines that have been given are quite difficult to meet. Asking journalists to basically sort out accreditation within 7 days in the middle of an election campaign does not sound like something that is feasible and that is useful. The third concern we have is pretty much the spirit within which this has been brought. It comes in the context of widespread violence against journalists, you know, covering the election campaign, over which the Media Council has been very, very quiet.
So, Daniel, the press release from the Media Council was on the 10th of December, and the journalists, they have until, or their current press passes will expire on the 31st of December. Are you saying that is not enough?
It's not enough. You have journalists that have already been accredited, who've been asked to go back in, basically cancel their accreditation and asked to renew their accreditation. I've looked at the form that they've been asked to fill in, and it has very personal details, you know, asking journalists whether they're married and the number of children that they have, and, you know, their physical, you know, home addresses. You know, that's quite worrisome. But, you know, primarily, the law gives the council the mandate, but it also creates a National Institute of Journalists of Uganda, which is supposed to be a peer body that has since gone into oblivion.
I know that for the 2021 election, there have been these requirements for political parties or candidates. Do these requirements impact the journalists in their coverage of the campaign?
Basically, we're having an election campaign in the middle of the pandemic, and the government has said, you know, we should have what it called a scientific campaign where people basically use the media to reach voters. But that was never going to happen because, you know, media access is not ubiquitous across the country. It's a very kind of disaggregated audience, different media houses. We're talking about 250 radio stations, many of which are owned by politicians but people close to the government and routinely do not give a chance to opposition politicians to appear on talk shows or even take advertising from them. So it's really, practically, it's come down to a ruse to stop opposition candidates from campaigning while the incumbent and the ruling party have, you know, a relatively much freer hand and access to media, including the public broadcaster.